Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession? Well, it's been a long time. Well, I had to before my wedding. And how long ago was my wedding? About 2 years ago. Yes, I think that was my last confession. Yes, Father. I'm sorry, Father. It's just that... Well, my husband... He's very controlling. And he monitors everywhere I might possibly go. And you see, he feels if he knows where I am at all times, then... Why should I need confession if I couldn't possibly have done anything? Yes, that's a quote, Father. And I suppose he has a point. I lived a very devoted, almost saintly life for the first year. What happened after that? Well, since the holidays are coming, he allows me a little more freedom to attend church functions. But the truth is, well, it's kind of... Well, it is a bit of a long story. Do I have to be behind the screen, or can I sit on your side? So that we can speak more comfortably. Oh, I can? Thank you, Father. This door leads to your office? Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. This is so much easier to talk this way. Does this still count as confession? Oh, thank goodness. I truly want to bare my soul and start fresh with your help. Okay, now where to begin? Oh, you wish to know how I left my saintly path. Well, believe it or not, it was at my husband's urging. Did my husband ask me to sin? Oh no, Father. At least, not outright. See, it had been a year and we had consummated the marriage, but we didn't have sex all that often. Oh no, Father. He did find me attractive. I mean, just look at this dress, Father. The way it hugs my curves and shows off my breasts. See? You can practically make out every detail of my breast through this thin material. Can't you, Father? Yes. Yes, you can. Oh. You are very young to be a priest. So young and handsome. Ah, recently professed. Well, that's wonderful. You know, you are part of the reason I was comfortable returning to the church. I wanted a priest who would give me the attention and understanding I needed. What's that, Father? I'll continue the story. Oh, yes, Father. Sorry. Well, he was attracted to me, as most men are, but I was very inexperienced. He's a very wealthy man, and he went to great lengths to ensure I was a virgin. He wanted his heir to come from a chaste woman, and one who was obviously sired by him. Well, I tried. But try as I might, I just was not getting pregnant. so I was sure I was doing something wrong. And I was under so much pressure, Father. You have to understand. It was not my intention to be led astray. I was truly just trying to be a good wife. To be good to my husband and learn to give him children. So, every chance I was given, I tried to learn more about sex. The pool boy, the gardener, the neighbor, his son, the both of them, so many positions, so many cocks filling all my holes. I learned what it was to finally know sexual bliss. They bit me in every way my body could sway. They brought me to every erotic bliss. It wasn't until I slept with my husband's doctor that I learned. It was my husband's sperm count. But he wouldn't hear of it. It must be me. So I had to come up with another answer. If only I had a donor. One who wouldn't just use me for a quick, torrid, hot, sweet fuck. Someone who didn't just want to use my heaving breasts. Someone who wasn't just trying to fill my small mouth or my tight, wet slit. Someone who wasn't just drooling over the sweet ass. I need a pure man. One who could both give my husband the child he dreamed of, but could cleanse my soul. You, Father, help me have a Christmas miracle. You have hair and eyes similar to my husband's. You're young and healthy. You could gift my womb. You could save my marriage. Save my soul, Father. Why just I take off this dress? See how needy this body is? How wet I am already. Please, Father, let me purge all this sin and give me a Christmas gift no one else can. Oh, sweet Father. You were so assertive a second ago. So reassuring and confident. Such daddy energy. How I long for that. But you are just a boy after all. So many men are today. Okay, sweet boy. Then, let me take control. That's it. Against the wall. Oh, how fitting. Right here in front of the cross, with him looking down on you from the cross. Well, we all have our crosses to bear. Yours is to somehow save my soul. Can you, Father? Can you save me? Oh my Lord. You are a Christmas gift. Why, look at how gifted you are. So hard. You're like a new toy. Here. I should be more respectful. We are in a church after all. Let me get down on my knees. There. Isn't this how we're taught to worship? On our knees? Isn't this what you want? Me looking up at you for absolution. Your sweet whimpers. in us? Where are your words, Father? Perhaps I should begin penance. Perhaps I can show just how committed I am. You taste sweet. Like sunlight and honey. Like forgiveness. Is that what it is? Is it because this is a sacrament? Sacred? Is it because you're purging my sins, Father? Is that why you taste so good? The way you thrust is so needy. There must be so much for you to purge. So hard. And you're already pre-coming. So rich. Why, you're just so new. You're just like a new toy on Christmas morning. Oh, come on, sweet toy. Show me what you do. I'm getting you already so wound up. Now, let go for me, sweet Father. Show me what you do. Pour your absolution down upon me. Show me what forgiveness feels like. Here, let me peel this dress off. Come on my face, on my breast, so you can see the change you're causing on me. That's it. Come for me, Father. That's it. Come for me. Anoint me with your cum. I want to feel your forgiveness, Father. That's it. Give me absolution, Father. That's it. So good. So sweet. So fucking hot. Here, under the cross, In the church? No, don't pull back. We're so close to purging my sins. I just had to help you get past that first orgasm of the day. That one usually comes quickly. Now you can stride forth with confidence. Now you can truly use your rod to drive out my sins. Here, follow me to this little chapel. Here, this altar is perfect. Lay me out. Yes, spread my legs. Look at how hard you're getting again. Your body knows what must be done. Don't hold back. Drive out the sin. I have been brazen. I have been wanton. I have... Oh, fuck. That's what I needed. This is what my gift was to be. Merry Christmas. So young and handsome. So pious. Everyone loves her new father at the church. Everyone trusts you. Yes. Fuck. Fuck, you're so hard. Oh, so hard. Yes, fuck me harder. On this altar. Sacrifice me. Sacrifice my sins. Yes, fuck them away. Fuck. Harder, Father. Deeper. Oh, God. Fuck. I'm actually coming with no other toys helping. You're my toy. Thank you, God. I can feel it. Save my marriage. Save all my well-being. Save my soul. Can you, Father? Can you fuck the evil out of me? Can you make me pure? Make me good. Oh, fuck, you're so hard. So eager. We can do it, Father. We can fix it all. Here. Let me stand for a sec. Yes, I know you're close. But here. Bend me over the altar. Look out at the paintings. And the candles. Bend me over and... yes. Take me. Take me deep. Take me like an animal. Just open up, Father. Be my animal. Fuck. Errol. No thoughts. Just come for me. Come in me. Give me a child. Pure. Sweet. you came. So much. Oh, just stay inside me for a bit. Hold me against the altar. Look at all the saintly faces smiling down on you. You are purging the evil in me. And over time, you'll help me be a model parishioner. Oh my God, Father, you're getting hard again. So young and virile, but my husband is waiting outside, and there's still a few people waiting for confession, so I think that's it for today. But while I'm washing up in your washroom, I want you to step outside and speak to my husband. I want you to be very concerned. Let him know I'm under so much stress and that you want him to bring me to church. At least every other day. And that I need counseling and the confession. And maybe with time to even volunteer for events here. He will hesitate. But promise him that you have counseled me. And you feel that with my stress, I can finally relax and give him the children he so desires. Tell him, Father. And then clear spaces in your schedule, Father. We have a lot of work to do before Christmas.